was Roller Coaster by the 13th Floor Elevators. What did we have before that? 8 Miles High by the Birds.
Two bird songs in this hour.
Yeah, and now we're the hour's pretty much up. Get ready for what's happening.
Yeah.
Coming on at 5, and we'll play you out with one last psychedelic rock song.
Thanks for listening.
Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. You're listening to What's Happening? Be back in a moment.
Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Cross that alley.
Welcome to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
Hi. Hi. I'm Steve.
I'm Jeff. And we are from the band Sunshine Riot.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, thanks.
Absolutely. And thanks for coming in on Easter and Passover. I mean, it's...
Well, what's that?
Which thing?
Yes. Okay.
That's the name of a band.
You're welcome.
Yes. that comes from all the thank you. Yes.
Yes.
So, you guys having a great day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful day out.
Not lovely to be drive.
Yeah, it was a lovely drive. We're very happy not to be celebrating Christ. And, it's a beautiful day not to celebrate Christ. It's great. I love it.
It's actually a beautiful day in general. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
As a matter of fact, when I was coming in here last week, there was a red-tailed hawk just hanging out, getting educated.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. So, those hawks are very, very keen students, especially in terms, you know, I saw one going for pest control for his associate's degree. He aced it immediately.
Yeah, very talented young bird.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, well, you stepped over it. So, tell us a little bit about each one of you.
I play drums, and I also play guitar, but not in the band. They just let me write songs for them.
Yeah, I'm Jeff. I play bass, and it's a lot of fun. We just kind of collaborate as much as we can, and it's a very communal process, and it's a lot of fun. And we also like to occasionally have a drink or two.
Temporary sadness relievers.
Temporary sadness relievers. Very important in music or in anything else.
Well, it's interesting because I did get to look at one of your old CD imprints, and there's a martini on there.
Yeah, we... I don't know if we're high class enough for martinis, but that was an old old logo we used to do. We just thought it was funny.
I had a martini once and I hated it. Oh. And then I spilled it conveniently. I didn't have to finish it.
Oh man, that's the way to go. High class. And
it still looked good.
Yeah.
I got all the embarrassment without the drunk.
Oh.
So, growing up, who were your influences and what led you to take up the drums?
Ooh, Pearl Jam Unplugged. that was it. Pretty much that. I remember, your parents don't let you sit in front of the TV too close. Mine did during that because they could see it doing something to me. And, I don't know, it was really powerful for me. And that drummer was awesome. And then, I don't know, I was just always tapping on things. And finally somebody let me sit behind one and try it out for real. Fell in love.
I was six and I went to go see They Might Be Giants at Axis for their Flood tour, and I knew exactly then that I wanted to do music. It was an amazing set, and it was just a great album, and They Might Be Giants are still a rocking band. Love them.
Yeah, I have a good friend of mine out of Philly who that's his favorite band.
Yeah. No, yeah. They're a lot of people's favorite bands, and they're amazing showmen, and they do everything very, very well.
I don't know nothing about that.
they're a nerd rock, so they're very good, but they play accordions, so they're not cool.
We'll go to a show someday.
Oh yeah, someday.
Well, if it wasn't for an accordion and Dr. Demento, nobody would have ever heard of Weird Al.
Yep. Mm. That's true. That's Weird Al was the first cassette I ever got because of the Nirvana cover. True story.
First cassette I remember holding was Ride the Lightning, Metallica. All the text on it was all worn off.
Yep. The first cassette I had was a friend of mine made the tape for me back in... And it was the Carpenters. I mean, it was just...
Awesome.
Nice.
And then... because back then, cassette players weren't very inexpensive.
Mm.
And they're hard to find today, too, but...
All the cassettes are starting to deteriorate now. It's around that time that I think it's like 20, 25 years when they finally start to degrade. When the tape just gets eaten up by time.
They are making a comeback amongst the hardcore scene now.
Yeah, there was a Brooklyn band I saw the other day that they're like, we have cassettes. And it's like, do you have cassette players?
No.
So yeah, we are here to promote our new cassette.
Shaped just like a CD.
Shaped just like a CD. It's a beautiful cassette. They said it couldn't be done, and we were able to do it. We haven't named it yet. It's all brand new stuff, and we're happy to be here to promote it and hopefully someday listen to it. I haven't heard it yet, Steve. Have you heard it?
No. Oh. I think today's the world premiere. Premiere.
So where can people find you?
SunshineRiot.com or Facebook/SunshineRiot, Twitter/SunshineRiot, and I think we have an Instagram too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunshine Riot on Instagram.
And we're on Spotify and iTunes and stuff.
Play Music.
Yeah. So no excuses.
Can't complain about that at all.
No.
Love premieres. As a matter of fact, got a premiere right here, and then we will get right to your music.
Awesome.
Awesome. Who are we listening to?
Brand new from Sarah Mendelson.
Ooh.
Brand new album called
If.
Oh, I thought it was an acronym.
It stands for I'm Fine. Except for the first, of course, the first track is called Drowning. So why don't we go right to that, and we'll be right back with Sunshine Riot. Welcome back to What's Happening on WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Steve.
And we haven't had a drink in 6 days.
It's not even true.
No, it's not.
You'd be very dehydrated if you hadn't.
Gotta hydrate.
So, who are your influences growing up, and what made you want to become a musician?
I grew up on a steady diet of Beatles and Hendrix from my dad, and then started branching off into punk and death metal when I was a teenager, and you know, just always coming back around. Right now, I think my favorite musician is Steve Earle. He's just an amazing guy and just keeps pumping out great records, and he keeps coming up with great melodies, so he's just always fun to listen to, and it's always really easy to sneak into the backstage of his shows, too. Steve?
My mom showed me all the cool music growing up, so I don't know. I still like all the same stuff that I liked then. I just don't really branch out anymore.
I don't know. I don't really listen to AC/DC anymore.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah. AC/DC, they're just, it's the same song over and over and over and over. But,
well, you're talking about alternating current and direct current, so I mean, it's going to be over and over and over and over.
Well, only for alternating current. Direct current is just steady all the way through.
But they throw a curve at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Direct current in a wire, and they don't tell you it's a loop.
Oh, God. I have no idea.
That was George Burns, but you probably don't know who George Burns is, right?
I've heard of him. He was British, right?
No.
I know C. Montgomery Burns.
No. George Burns was a comedian in vaudeville and then was on television and radio, and he was in the movie, Oh, God, with... John Denver.
Oh.
And
Sunshine on my shoulders, John Denver.
Actually, ironically, George Burns was also in the Sunshine Boys.
Oh. It's a sunshiny day.
Yeah, we all come back around.
Oh, geez. Now we're getting to the Brady Bunch, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, that was a sunshine day anyway, right? Hmm.
Sunshiny Day is another song.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is. But, yeah, so... me and Johnny, the singer, started this band a while back, and just started making music, and it's been quite a ride. We've been all over the place, and we love playing in Boston, and Medford, Cambridge, Somerville, all of the greater Boston area towns, in fact.
We had a nice little gig in Somerville last night.
Yeah, we played Sally O'Brien's, which is always cool. It was a lot of fun, and yeah.
Thanks to Box of Records for letting me use their drums.
Thanks to Box of Records for getting us on the show as well. It was a lot of fun.
Do you have another show coming up soon?
We did, but the venue got shut down in Providence. The Lithuanian Club, we were supposed to play it, but now they're not doing any live music. So, yeah, we've got some stuff on the way in terms of shows, but nothing too recent right now. We're trying to finish these. We've got two EPs coming out, which you're going to hear hopefully in a bit. And we haven't named them yet. We're trying to get those done. We're only a few sessions away, so in a month or two, they'll be all wrapped up, ready for purchase. And this is going to be the first time you're going to hear them. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So tell us about the first track.
First track is called Lyndon C. Johnson. It's about a girl who is a Kennedy. And it's really a fun, bluesy song, and it's about privilege and drugs.
I guess. I don't know. The lyrics
and drinking,
are wacky.
And yeah, I forgot about the alcohol. There's alcohol in it, too. It's a fun little ride.
Why don't we hear the track?
Sounds good.
World premiere of?
Lyndon C. Johnson.
She was a Kennedy. She played giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
Lie, I've told you a thousand times, now I can settle the score. I felt your indifference, your black handsome mischief, and now I am back for more. Lie, I don't know how sleep looks to you. To me it's the ocean and salty green hue. Well, it's hard, 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 hard to...
You're listening to What's Happening on WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron.
I'm Steve.
I'm Jeff.
Ironically, I think the track fell asleep. I'm trying to see what I can do to solve that problem.
The world rejected our world premiere.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, technology rejected us. The world, I think, is on our side.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Well, time's always on your side, too.
But yeah.
So why don't we do this while we figure out what's going on and go to this next track. Enjoy. Thank you.
Lie, I have told you a thousand times. Now I can settle the score. I felt your indifference, your black handsome mischief, and now I am back for more. Lie, I don't know how sleep looks to you. To me, it's the ocean and salty green.
Hi guys, we are Sunshine Riot, and this is world premiere of the song titled Johnny Cash. I know that's confusing, but just bear with us, it's a great song.
I'd sing to you. I thought about the good times, the dancing we do. But then I remembered that you're an empty whore. Well, have another drink, all can't take no more. It's been good relying on the sun and making my way through the dirt on a Saturday night. It feels alright, reminiscing sometimes. But baby, you know I don't play with ghosts. Never be the thing you always were. And if that sounds cold, babe, well, it's a cold, cold world. You can hang on for dear life, just let go. I suggest the latter, but you'll learn it on your own. It's been good relying on the sun and making my way through the dirt on a Saturday night. It feels alright, reminiscing sometimes, but baby. Thing you always were. But if that sounds cold, babe, it's a cold, cold world. Next.
Everybody bust up. Looking through your window.
Alive. Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jeff.
That last song featured Melissa Bellarosa from the Sugar Cones, Jeff's other band.
Yes, I snuck it in there. I'm not ashamed of it at all. I'm very happy about it, in fact.
Me too.
Okay, good.
So,
the only person who was not in the air was me.
The show's ours.
Yes. Sunshine Riot Pirate Radio.
So,
that's sunshineriot.com.
So we're world premiering these tracks. Of course, we did have, ironically, track 11 off of the album, Freeze.
It broke the CD player.
Twice.
Yeah. Very happy about that.
But
is that good?
The irony is the name of the song.
How Sleep Looks to You. Yes. Well, actually, it's because I installed ransomware onto the CD. So you guys owe us. This is actually our business model now. We're just going to take over college radio stations because they are great money makers.
Yeah, that's where the money is.
Oh
right?
Yeah, definitely. No, we don't know what happened. It just broke the CD player, and yeah, so put it to sleep, put it down. You guys are going to have to get all new equipment now. Apparently,
it actually knocked out both CD players that are working, but it's back up and working.
Hooray!
Because we had the opportunity to. First, Lyndon C. Johnson.
Yeah, that was a fun tune. Nice little bluesy number we put together about privilege and drugs, as I said before.
Did Mark write that entirely?
Or was that... me and Mark actually wrote that in Myanmar. Mark came up with most of it, and I helped. And you know, we all kind of do that together. We all write very collaboratively. Steve, you got a bunch of writing credits on the CD, and
yeah, I'm getting weird with it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What about Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash is a breakup song.
No.
You know, it's basically the summary of every country song you've ever heard because it, you know, they're all about women breaking hearts and drinking booze after the fact and getting angry and then getting sad. And yeah, that's a great breakup song. We thought it was a lot of fun. You know, thinking of that person as a ghost, they're dead to you. That's how I interpret it, and I think it's a lot of fun. It's also, you know, got a nice deep voice, so that's kind of why we named it Johnny Cash.
Sounds like a Johnny Cash song.
Yeah, it kind of does.
So, since he's no longer with us, does that mean when you guys play this on stage, everybody wears white instead of black?
Ooh. See, that's very close
we'll
to
have
what
to
I
arrange that.
Yeah, when I go to concerts, I like to yell out antonyms of Freebird just to see if anyone gets it. And occasionally they do, you know, but that's interesting.
Now, next hit we have, Black Tar. What's behind that?
Black Tar is again kind of we're noticing a theme here of alcohol and breakups. But yeah, Black Tar is a nice upbeat song about getting over somebody and you know them not necessarily being over you and how you feel about it and not having a care in the world.
So
it's a dance tune.
It's a very good dance tune.
Our next world premiere is
Black Tar.
Thank you.
Hi guys, this is Jeff.
And Steve.
And we are from a band called Sunshine Riot out of Boston, and we are giving you a world premiere about a song called A Song for Lamo. And it's the alternate name for the song is You Hurt Me So Bad You Can't Eat. It's about a rental car. And it involves, you know, everyone sitting around talking about life and feeling better about a bad situation. And yeah, and it's a great tune, and we love playing it. And it also features the iconic Carl Smitty Smooth on back vocals. Guy is an amazing singer, and we think you're really going to like it.
Well, I've been driving whiskey clear across the state. I've been smoking cigarettes and hanging out too late. Well, I've been bad, babe. You treat me good. I'm in bad shape. I'd change if I could. Well, I surely would. Well, I've been feeling low and huffing that cocaine. I've been gambling my tomorrows and losing my todays. I've been bad, babe. You treat me good. Well, I cannot change, babe. I would if I could.
I would if I could.
Lord knows I would.
Welcome back to What's Happening here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Steve. Hitting tables.
And waving at people outside the window that you can't see, so that's a lot of fun.
Really appreciate you allowing me to debut these songs.
Oh, no problem, man.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely.
It's always fun to be on WMFO. And I think the next song, though, is not a world premiere. It's off our old album. But it's also a lot of fun. It also features the eminent Carl Smitty Smooth.
Well, it's actually a world premiere re-release.
World premiere re-release, yes.
You heard it second.
Off your album called?
Black Coffee Sigh, which is available for purchase at all online retailers, or if you just bug us.
Yes. Or, even better, go to their shows. They're working on finishing up the album, and as soon as the album's finished, they'll have plenty of music to put out there that's brand new and bring it to the masses. So the last song
It's called Better Days. It's also about a rental car. But this is a better rental car that can do you right. No, this song's about just, you know, being hopeful and having a good outlook on the future and, you know, getting your stuff together. Hopefully. Someday. Maybe. So it's called Better Days, and it's a lot of fun. It also features Jeff Shaw, who used to play fiddle with us, but he moved down to Atlanta, and I'm not making that up. Our fiddle player literally moved down to Georgia. And we still play with him when we go on tour down there, so it's always a lot of fun. He's playing a band called The Muckers right now, which you should also check out.
Before we play this track, where can they find your music?
SunshineRiot.com.
Yeah, you don't even have to do anything. It just automatically plays at the bottom of the website.
Yep.
Cool.
I do it all the time.
Let's go to Better Days. And thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, man.
If you feel like your best songs are behind you, play on. There's a perfect note that cares somewhere. She cannot wait to write.